You guys know I'm crazy about Audible because it offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Audible really is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment, with female writers and heroines, celebrity narration, multicast productions with immersive sound design, and traditional audiobooks. Audible has you covered for any type of excitement that you're looking for. In fact, right now I'm listening to The Second Husband by Kate White. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/realitylife or text realitylife to 500-500. That's audible.com/realitylife or text realitylife to 500-500. With four daughters and two on a dance team, I can tell you we go through a lot of mascara in my house. But I'm crazy about L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara, which catches every lash from corner to corner for maximum volume. If you're looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank, this is yours. The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. I've been using it for about 2 weeks now, and I feel like my eye has completely opened up, and the girls are crazy about it too. They've got a tapered brush to catch every lash, one of the best mascara wands that I've ever used. And like I said, this luxe appearance of this gold package, you got to get it. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today. L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara, you're going to love it. Hi guys, guess what? Four of the original moms from the hit TV show Dance Moms, which my daughter is totally obsessed with, they've reunited on this brand new podcast called Because Mom Said So. Because Mom Said So is an Audio Boom original podcast hosted by Melissa Gisoni, Holly Hatcher-Frazier, Kelly Hyland, and Jill Vertez. And these women have raised their children in the public eye and share over a decade of friendship. So each week, the Dance Moms get together to share their opinions, stories, laughs, and advice as it relates to motherhood, womanhood, and anything else that they encounter in life. Because Mom Said So gives you their take on the hottest topics, latest trends, lifestyle, and beauty that relate to a diverse range of women while offering advice to fans around the world. Just for Reality Life with Kate Casey fans, we're going to give you a listen to the very first episode of Because Mom Said So. So in this clip, you're going to hear how Melissa, Holly, Kelly, and Jill have been navigating the trickiness of the quarantine world with getting their kids back to school and having to relearn how to cook at home, which, by the way, I'm so sick of cooking. I'm like, I'm out. Because Mom Said So is out right now and has new episodes every Thursday. So be sure to listen and subscribe to Because Mom Said So on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Why? Because Mom Said So.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our first episode of Because Mom Said So. Are you guys so excited?
I am so excited.
Super excited.
How long has this been in the making?
What, like 2 years, you guys? We had the thought. It was almost 2 years ago.
It's so exciting. So we're just moms from Pittsburgh. I'm Melissa, and I'm just a mom of two amazing kids and husband and amazing dog. And we just thought it would be fun to get together and talk about mom stuff.
You usually have more than just two kids. You have like a million kids at your house all the time. I know. But anyway, okay. So that was Melissa. I am Jill. I am from Pittsburgh, lived in Pittsburgh my whole life. Spent a lot of time out here in California for several years. I have three children, three beautiful girls. I have a very nice, loving husband, and we've been married 27 years now.
Great.
And I'm happy to be here with my girls.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
This is great. This is the first time in forever that I think we've been together, which is really fun. And it's funny because Nia's like, is it going to be funny being together? I was like, well, it's ironic. It's like one of those relationships when you are away from each other so long, but when you get back together, it's just
it's like we never were apart.
No, exactly. It's so normal. Yeah.
It's like this is normal for us. It's like mm-hmm. it's you just run into the routine and it's just like
It's comfortable.
Like your sisters.
I probably haven't seen you guys for, what, 4 or 5 years?
Mm-hmm. I know.
As soon as we got together, it was like we were never apart. So. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
They're just comfortable with each other. And that's how friends are.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
I'm Holly. And I'm a wife, a mother, an educator. I have 3 great kids, boy, girl, boy. And it's an interesting time for my life because my kids are about to all be out of the house really soon. And I never thought that day would come. I know, boo-hoo for me. And it's I have,
you are secretly throwing parties in your bathroom.
No.
I don't know. I'm pretty much in this. This is Kelly, and I'm a mom of 3, 2 girls and a boy. And I'm in the same situation as Holly. My youngest just went to college, and so it's sad. I don't know that I'm having a party. I think I'm sad.
Of really? Course.
Me yeah. too.
But we're those moms that actually want to be with our kids, because I know a lot of moms don't, but I want them. I don't want them to leave.
Yeah, me either.
I feel the same way. It's so funny. We've all been home because of the pandemic, because mm-hmm. of Corona. And I just dropped off my oldest for his senior year in college. And I was so sad. He's like, Mom, I have been with you every day for 6 months.
I saw you were, yeah. you were crying.
I was like, no,
so you were sad. He was not.
He was
like,
not.
Get over yourself, Mom. Yeah.
It's time to go.
Yes. That was like extra time with this pandemic that we get to spend with our children, like extra that we normally wouldn't.
It's a gift of time. And that's what I told him and all of my kids, because we've traveled so much and I've been out. I haven't been home in Pittsburgh for a long extended period of time. Mm-hmm. I've never been home probably for the last several years.
You've more missed than so much of your boys.
I've missed so much. And so it was really nice to be at home. It's sad because William, my youngest, would come downstairs. He's like, oh. You're here.
Who are you?
Yeah, like I forgot you lived here. Like,
poor boy that made his own dinner, macaroni and cheese, and pizza for years.
Oh, for years.
Funny, Holly. Well, I'm sure they're so happy that you're home then.
They are happy.
And now they're leaving you. You left them, and now they're leaving you. See, life is not fair, is it?
I mean, I love to be home with the girls because, I mean, they're busy, of course, working. But, you know, we don't go out to dinner. We hardly order in anymore. I'm cooking, which I'm not a great cook.
I can't believe that.
I know. Kelly knows that I really stink at cooking.
I didn't even know your house had a kitchen.
I don't think the one in Pittsburgh did.
No, because we always order Chinese and pizza with the girls. Yeah. And the kids would come over.
I was definitely the cook.
Yeah. I clean.
Yeah.
Yes.
We would be good living
you
together.
You guys are a good pair.
I could
pair.
Cook. She could clean.
Oh, we can go visit. They'll we cook can. And clean for us.
I'm a clean.
Yeah. We will give you a job.
I love that. Should we talk about the pandemic? Like what we've been up to? I mean, how we're coping. Mm-hmm. With our kids. Now, let me say, so I have 3 girls. Kendall's home with me right now. She's still in high school. My older 2 daughters are both graduated from college and out working. And Charlotte was working she had stayed from college. She was out in Arizona. So she stayed and was working, and she lost her job because of the pandemic. So the beauty is, it brought her back to Pittsburgh. She came home, and I loved having her home. And Riley was working from home. She mm-hmm. kept her job, but it was in Pittsburgh, so we're all home.
I know you love to have your girls home.
I love to have my girls home.
I know, I love
it. And it's rare.
It mm-hmm. is.
That's it's true. Rare when your kids get a little bit older. We think we have a life. Well, geez, they really have a life.
I don't see any of mine. We're all, everybody's somewhere different in a different state. Like, my son is in Pittsburgh. Paige is at WVU, so she's at West Virginia. Brooke's in LA, and I'm in Naples.
And it took you so long. And there's no direct flights right now, so it's not even easy.
It's hard. And then when we do see each other, it's not all of us together because somebody's doing something. So it might be me with 2 of the kids or me with 1, but never together. We are finally getting together soon. That all four of us will be together. So that'll be
nice.
But
it's a little reunion. When and where? Take a picture because
I will. I will.
Do you know what's cute? Because Brooke comes over since she lives 2 miles from my house, mm-hmm. and she goes, "I just want my mom here." She said, "I just want her to do my laundry and cook for
yeah,
me."
Yeah, she doesn't want to see me. She wants me to cook and she wants me to do her laundry.
No, she wants to.
It's not how I love my mom and I miss her.
No, she tells me that all the time. She said, "I miss her so much."
But I think that's what they think of. Like, really, like that's. It's so funny that you say that because I did the same thing for Nia the last week. Well, this weekend, I've only been here since Saturday, and I spent the majority of my time doing her laundry, yeah. cleaning her room because we just yeah. dumped everything here. But I think that's what that comfort that mothers give. It's yeah. just like just knowing that your mom is there, and that's what their love and the comfort is. It's just that you take care of them. Yeah. You take care of everything. So it's you cook so and weird. You clean. It is weird.
Like, I haven't taken care of mine for like 2 years, mm-hmm. and it's like, it's so hard. I don't know. It's like, well, I kind of lost a piece of myself just because like they expected that of me, but I expect to do that for them. And now that I'm not around to do it, that's hard.
And you made the best school lunches. I would go to her house in the morning to have coffee in my jammies and she would make her little lunches and the way you did the turkey. And I was like, just slap it on the bread. But no, you did it really pretty. Yeah, and
God forbid they would buy lunch. Give mom more work. Make me pack.
My kids never did that either. Yeah. But my husband left. Greg left LA the day after Mackenzie's birthday because, mm-hmm. you know, he's 62 and he's worried because we're in a hot spot here. So he wanted to go to Pennsylvania. So he's not planning on coming back. I mean, I haven't seen him in months and I probably won't see him till the end of October.
Oh, wow.
He's going to start doing Kenzie's school by Zoom because he's her school teacher. But
and that's a whole other bird. We haven't talked about these poor kids. It's
but I'm like a single mom. Like, I'm literally a single mom because Greg's away and I have to FaceTime him. I'm like, this broke. How do I fix it? How do I make a baked potato?
I mean, seriously, how do I make a baked potato? I think you bake it.
I'm like, wait, do I fork it or
that
do
is
I?
So funny. That's like something my sister would say. She is a home economics teacher. That's what her degree is in. And she will call me and say, how long do I have to boil an egg for a hard-boiled egg? I'm like, are you kidding me? You went to college for that?
No, I call my sister all the time. I'm like, do I put the egg in first or boil the water?
But you know what's so funny to say that? Because I love baked potatoes and I discovered in the supermarket, they have these sweet potatoes that are microwavable and they're toxic.
Yes. 7 minutes.
It's like, wow, it's like a miracle. I love that. It's like such
I'm gonna look for those.
Because they're easy. You don't have to poke holes. And then you can't fail at it.
It's Giant Eagle has them.
It's so funny.
It's nice. Amazing. To me, it was like, I make it for my family. I think I've done something miraculous.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.